In the shade outside of her office in Washington, Nihal Elwan is about to do something she's never done before. She's voting for the president of her homeland, Egypt. She has 13 candidates to choose from, including Islamists, leftists, and former regime officials, each identified by name and a symbol for voters who cannot read.
Should the process be like transparent, then for the first time this country will be run by a president who is actually elected, which is incredible. I mean, it's incredible.
Egyptians forced longtime President Hosni Mubarak from office last year during the so-called Arab Spring uprisings. A military transitional government has ruled Egypt ever since. Samer Chakri is the Egyptian ambassador to the United States. He says the next president must establish stability.
It's the institutionalization of the reforms. It's the laying the foundations of a new Egypt, which I'm sure will also occupy not only the president, but the all segments of government.
More than 27,000 Egyptian expatriates registered to vote on the election website. Half of those printed out ballots. Here in Washington, more than 3,000 voted.
Hi!
Elwan arrives at the embassy to join those thousands. Her identification is checked.
Exciting moment.
She puts her sealed ballot in a plastic bin, numbered 7. It's the 7th and final day of voting for Egyptians living outside of Egypt. And many are embracing their new right to freedom of speech.
Some who voted today used the outside of their envelope to comment on the election. It doesn't desecrate the ballot or affect their vote, but it does make a statement like this one. It reads, "Down with military rule, glory to the martyrs."
Nihal Elwan did not write that, but she understands what was lost to gain her new privileges.
Thousands of people died, and the fact that I get to vote means that thousands of people died for the past year and a half for me to be able to vote. And that's something that is just so, it's invaluable.
If no candidate emerges as a clear winner after voters in Egypt cast their ballots, a runoff will take place in June. In Washington, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.